John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Yankees lost one last night that I didn't enjoy watching. I'm joined by Joe's McFly.
I didn't enjoy watching it either. What's going on?
Gerrit Cole, you were good.
Forced to go out there to try to fulfill my pitching path to victory. I commend you for that. And nonetheless, it was too little too late. And the Yankees would do nothing no matter what.
Joe's, you were singing a song right before this about how you don't know the lineup. Would you like to blind react to it for the people?
Yes. I don't really know what the lineup is.
Kinda a bop. Leading off for the Yankees at first base, Jake Bowers.
Bowers, Judge, Torres, Stanton, McKinney, IKF, Bader, Volpe, Ben Roethlisberger. And Schmidt wants to hit, but he's going to pitch.
He'll be pitching. So no DJ?
No DJ, who's batting, Waldo. I think, 319 since the All-Star break.
Yep, he's been going.
Yeah.
No DJ, no Oswaldo, Higgy off the bench. And who am I missing? Some dweeb. No. Who is it, though? Greg Allen.
Oh, yeah, Allen.
All right. DJ Sitting stinks, but I think he's mostly been playing, so. That was tough.
Yesterday was, you know what? I kept watching the game just to see how many more base runners they would leave on base. Because it was getting to the it was at biblical proportions the last two games.
Yeah, and for it was the sharp set today. For the year, the Yankees have actually been converting their runners in scoring position at about a league average rate. The issue is they never get runners that far.
That's an issue.
That was today's sharp stat. If you can check out the full conversation around that. On the main ep today, but last two games, they've left a lot of runners on base. I believe 28 total.
That's crazy.
And it's translated to whatever the exact number of runs is. It's very, very little.
It's not a lot. They're in under territory, so it just sucks. I mean, you leave a village on the base paths. It's crazy. You can take a village to the pond, but you can't force them to drink. Is that how the saying goes?
Yeah. Lead a horse to water.
Same thing.
Okay.
What are you watching for?
What am I watching for? And for the rest of the year, it's a little bit of... Hey, Volpe, you got 8 weeks to make this offseason fun to talk about you or not fun to talk about you.
Yeah.
Because while no matter what I think I will be believing in him for next year, I will personally keep an optimistic mindset about him. God, do I want him to end this season strong. If you can put together month and a half, 2 months of like good baseball to end the year and just give everybody reason to believe and we don't have to talk about that all winter.
Oh, yeah. Need that.
So that's kind of an overall what we're watching for within the game. I don't know. Are you watching for something specific tonight?
Yes, I am watching for Yankees or runners in scoring position and what they do here. Getting them on hasn't been a problem the last 2 days, which is a progress, I guess. A step in the right direction, even though that there are no moral victories in the win-loss column. Okay? If not, then the Yankees would be leading the league in those, because there's always something good and positive. But, yeah, I think that I'm going to see what the Yankees do in runners in scoring position at some point. Please. Okay? Get some runners in. Laz Diaz was giving the Yankees base runners for most of the night. Dylan Cease was like, whoa, I'm walking everybody. Can you guys get me out of this game? No. They didn't.
Walked so many guys.
So many.
And the Yankees scored so few runs.
It feels like it's almost difficult to do.
I felt pranked.
This is definitely an episode of what's that episode? What's the where they're like behind the curtain and they're telling people?
Oh, Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, Impractical Jokers. They're like, all right, guys, all right. Load the bases up with no outs.
Now hit a pop.
Now hit two pop ups and a ground out in
a row. Now hit a rocket down the first baseline that Vaughn snagged.
Do it. Just a troll drop. So it's cool. Today's another day. So let's go Yanks.
Let's go Yanks. Bullpen's fresh.
Bullpen's fresh. Thanks to Cole.
Thanks to Cole. Kane Lee wore it for the inning. So everyone should be good.
It sucks that
Wandy's the only one that stuff. I guess Wandy might be out 2 days ago, 31 pitches.
Yeah.
Maybe. Sure. Okay.
Off day tomorrow. That's why DJ.
They are off. No, Thursday.
So expect
the game tomorrow.
Judge is playing tonight. Double day off tomorrow. Today. You know the double day. He's not playing tomorrow. Don't get mad. I'm telling you, you're hearing it here and now on the pregame show.
That's what we're watching for tomorrow's pregame show.
We're watching for a lot of things.
Don't let us be mad about that.
Don't be mad about
one of Judge or Stanton. Certainly one of them is sitting tomorrow.
Both.
Would both surprise you for even a second?
Greg Allen and DJ LeMahieu will replace them in the lineup somehow, somewhere. It'll be them.
That's awesome, man. Clark, I think they're sort of starting to manage his innings a little bit. Like, they don't let him like fully wear.
Well, you have to, right?
He's like approaching his like career. He's well over his career high now.
Yeah. You have to.
I get that, but.
Ideally, I think the Yankees wanted to get him into the bullpen. Had, you know, the Herman stuff not happen. Mm. Nestor comes back.
If everyone was healthy, they would.
I think they wanted to put him in the pen.
They would have started giving him like a bullpen thing. Do a pseudo six man where like every other turn through, it's like he like trails Nestor or something.
It would have been something like that, or to give guys like extra rest.
Or trails Seve or opens for Seve.
I mean, he's been pitching kind of well. As well, so
yeah, I'm take a step back. I'm very proud of Clark.
Yes, very. With the way it started for him,
one of the very few bright spots of this season.
Ever since the Bader shirt came out,
the Bader shirt did something for him deep down.
Yes, love him.
So that's so good. They have all the guys. Which leads me to believe they're not letting Clark finish a sixth.
Are we pathing?
We're pathing.
All right. So
Clay in the back.
Five and fly? You want a five and fly?
Let's say it's five. And then I think it's Loizaga six, King 7-8, Holmes for the ninth.
I like
that. Use the good guys, get Loizaga into a game early.
I think that's it right there. Those are the guys that'll be in this game. I think you need to.
There's a chance it's Ian Hamilton.
You cannot lose a series to the White Sox.
They're gonna get. I think tonight they're gonna get Loizaga in there one way or another.
But yesterday was the blowout day. Today is the day where let's get him in. It's five innings that we're getting from Clark.
Because tomorrow they're letting Keenan Middleton eat.
He hates his old team.
Yeah. Gives him one last look at him.
Why not? So I'm with that.
Yeah.
That's good. I want to see Clay in this game. That's how you know things are going well. If Clay is in
heading towards a win.
Yes, towards a win. We want toward a win. And score a lot of runs, Yanks. I mean, I'm not opposed to a blowout of a bad team.
Get Clay a series off. Blow a team out.
Oh, man. Really? Wow. That'd
be cool.
That'd be awesome. Who do we face this weekend?
Somebody kind of. Is it Red Sox again? I'm looking at Miami.
Marlins,
who have been sputtering. The next week is Atlanta, Boston.
Giancarlo taking the team out on Thursday night.
You know, I'll show that. You guys the spots.
You know that.
Any other former Marlins on the team? I don't think so.
I think it's just. Oh, this is this a grid?
Live grid? No.
Nope.
Like King originated in their system, as did Domingo, but
Domingo's
not in the picture.
Not making the trip.
Why? Do you know, like, why? It can't be good for Rizzo to be, like, in stadiums and, like, loud noises.
Is he with the team still?
I don't know if he's. I didn't notice him in Chicago last night, but it just. He was in there during the game. I don't know.
I don't know enough about how
you. I'll trust him on that from this point. That, like, okay, you finally admitted you've got. Yes. You're dealing with this.
I don't know exactly how you cure a bruise to the brain. Because that's kind of like what a concussion is. Whatever process that is, I'm sure doctors would know. So, I mean, it's a...
Yeah, whatever. Blind. Put that... That's in the back of my head. Whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
So, Giancarlo's showing the team around Thursday night. That's awesome.
Yes. Off Hopefully, it's after a series win. That's good.
Okay. Okay. Homer draft.
It's the Homer draft.
Yankees didn't really do a lot of scoring, and the scoring they did do, I don't believe, was via Homer. So neither of us get on the board last night. But you have the first pick today. You cannot pick Stanton or Bowers. I cannot pick Aaron Judge or DJ LeMahieu.
Okay. All right. That is good. Tonight, pitching for them is...
Pitching for them is Touki Toussaint.
Okay.
Who has an ERA in the threes.
I'm going to take McKinney.
I like that.
That's what I'm taking here. First pick, I'm taking McKinney.
Okay. I will pencil that in. Where's my tab? Billy McKinney, because he loved Jimmy's daughter, and he homered as she was birthed.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah,
held her this weekend. Don't know if you got to see that. It was Saturday. You weren't there. I love holding babies. It's like my favorite thing in the world to do.
You should have them.
I kind of need like access to a baby soon.
Whoa.
To hold.
To make.
Not against it. Want to be a dad someday. Not this day. Not this day. I'll hit the Giancarlo button.
Nice.
Feels like it would be a miss to not use him.
Okay.
Harrison Bader's homered off Touki Toussaint, so sure, do it again.
Okay.
And he's gotten a couple hits off righties. He might be entering a hot stretch. I don't know. Sure.
Because he won't be available tomorrow. Judge.
Yeah.
Gotta take Judge. Because you already know. We kind of set that rule yesterday.
If he's available to you, you get him picked.
Yeah, so tomorrow he's probably going to have the day off because double days. Abner Doubleday and Doubledays. He created that rule and created baseball. True or not true? Says who?
The over under.
Yes.
Last night it was 8.
I don't trust the Yanks with this over under anymore, bro. It's like
everything. Yanks are sort of under till they're not.
Final I'm going to go ahead and.
So we were correct on our under yesterday. Congrats to us.
Yes.
And Yankees haven't earned my under.
Yeah.
Or am I over?
Yes. Let's go. The line is probably a little higher tonight.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to do that part.
So it's probably at, I want to, yesterday was 8.
8 flat yesterday.
So I'm thinking 8.5 tonight.
It's 9 tonight.
Oh, man, I'm always missing it by a half. All right.
Which does make me feel like maybe we're going over. But no, under. I'm riding unders till I'm not right now.
The Yankees. I think this will be a higher scoring game. I think Boone hopefully getting thrown out and everybody seeing how bad the ump yesterday, they'll blame that and they'll say, hey, we're taking good at-bats and we're getting on base and that's better than before. And Judge got a hit yesterday as well. He got a double.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it going. I think we're going to put some on the board tonight. Let's go over. Lock it in.
Locked in. Premonitions.
Premonition. What are you thinking about? Do you have anything that's coming to you? Yesterday, we went straight up no-hitter for a while. It looked like I was choosing the White Sox.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yankees are like, heard that and started like making outs.
IKF steals a base tonight.
That's your promo?
Yeah. I saw it.
Okay.
He's comfy. It's getting a third base tonight.
Sometimes it's good to do like a simple one.
Yeah, it's just, it makes sense.
Like, I think there's going to be a F9. We're not doing that.
And that one. I need a little more.
That's kooky. All right. Okay. Let's do this. We'll have, this is what I'm seeing right now. We're going to have a runner on first. White Sox is going to have runner on first. Ground ball to Rortvedt. He's going to gun the guy out at second. It's going to be a nice double play.
It's like we get like a swinging bunt.
Kind of like a swinging bunt.
Converts to a double.
Gets it out. Double play right there.
I'd love to. I understand that it is a defensive first catcher.
I want
to
see.
I'd love to see a plus defensive play from him. I just haven't gotten to notice one yet.
We're still getting to know him. We just found out a couple of months ago he existed.
Yeah, that finally got confirmed, which is nuts. Because I was certain he was fake.
Yes. Just the name they made up. They should have just made up my name and just, like, paid.
I'm on the Yankees.
Yeah. Yeah, on the 40, man. Joe's McFly. It doesn't even say my first and last name. It doesn't even say Joseph Solano. It just said Joe's McFly.
It's Joe's McFly's on the Yankees.
And someone's fired.
Yeah. Be a crazy undrafted pick.
Play like these guys on my shirt.
Play like them. One of them is playing tonight. Enjoy the game. Go Yankees. And somebody help me get a baby.
Wow. BBD advocating for sex.